It's a good day to get gone.
Jennifer Horn is a television expert here on the Good Day program. It's Friday. I guess pretty much everybody's figured that out. Do you believe it's Friday, though? Again, already, 4th of July was over a week ago into the hot, hazy, humid days of summer on the West Coast and in the Midwest. Jennifer had a little rain in Los Angeles this week. Did it rain down where you are, Ken Kessler's in San Diego? A little bit of rain, but nothing serious, right?
No. Yeah, although a little bit of rain down here, they take that seriously.
Right.
I'm mad. My car needs to be washed.
Yeah.
It's just enough to mess it up.
All right, let's get some good news as we begin this hour of the information focus. Stocks soaring.
Good news blowing in your window.
To record-breaking heights yesterday.
Good news is knocking on your door.
Thanks to Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, it would appear. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 169 points. About 1.1%. Closed at a new all-time high of 15,460.92. The S&P 500 jumped to 22.4 points. I find the S&P to be more valuable. Frankly,
the salt and pepper index?
Yes, salt and pepper index.
Yeah.
There is more there's more of an overview of a number of stocks. The Dow Jones 30 versus the Standard & Poor's 500 different stocks. So anyway, the surge came after Bernanke said the Fed would not be reducing the stimulus measures it has been providing to the economy. I don't know. What does all that mean? What does that mean to you, Jennifer?
I have no idea.
Nothing.
No.
Kenny, what is that? I mean, under the circumstances, it doesn't mean anything.
No.
Unless you got a lot of stocks, it didn't even affect the bond market very much. I don't see that it does that. But at any rate, it's something to feel good about, and why not? We need more things to feel good about. Here's another thing that may be equally as exciting. Hostess Twinkies, along with Ding Dongs.
Ding Dong.
All these other Hostess products available next Monday.
Oh, that's right. They're coming back, huh?
Monday, the Twinkies will be new and improved. Healthier, no doubt.
What does that mean? New and improved. I mean, a Twinkie's a Twinkie, isn't it?
It's long been a joke that Twinkies last forever, but now they're going to last twice as long as the old Twinkies. A 45-day shelf life. Didn't we mention that earlier this week?
I talked about cookies having a long shelf life,
Right. Yes. Hoo-ah. All right, so that's pretty exciting stuff. I don't know if we'll be able to contain ourselves, but we'll try as we move along here. A lot of conversation this week about the plane crash at San Francisco. Now, I have not heard this angle. Have you heard that the pilot said he was blinded by the light?
You know, this first time I heard about that was last night before I went to bed. Mm. I was watching, I don't know, either CNN or Fox, I can't remember which, and they were talking about a flash of light.
Yeah.
And then they said that couldn't have impacted the way the pilot saw what was going on.
No.
So what was it? Was it an alien invasion or what?
Probably. Yeah, well, San Francisco, you got a lot of aliens there, one way or another. I wanted to underscore a friend of the program, Joe Martorano, who lives in Vero Beach, listens to the program on WTTB, and does a lot of behind-the-scenes things that interest people. I was talking about the Queen of the Netherlands. Remember a couple of weeks ago, Queen Beatrix at 75 abdicated her throne? And when she was 21, she traveled to America in celebration of the anniversary of the Dutch exploration of New York City, which was New Amsterdam originally. Remember that, right? From history days in school?
Yes.
So apparently Joe Martorano was her chaperone for the day.
Oh, really?
As he was president of the local Chamber of Commerce.
That's kind of cool.
And so he saved some documents from the day and sent them along to me. I was so appreciative. What a sweet thing for him to do. And what has actually happened, these are pictures of the event, him taking her around, et cetera, et cetera. And just, I know that these are precious to him, and I know that he, I wonder if I could somehow post these. But the thing that I'm underscoring here is that some people are so kind and they're so interested And they go to extra length. I get stuff like this all the time from people who hear me talking about the cows, for example, or just something special
that hits them. Right.
Yeah, exactly. So thanks to Joe Martorano, who's got a pretty interesting background. He was Deputy Secretary of State for a while, and he's a credit to Vero Beach.
Show and tell on our website and put stuff like that up.
Right.
That would be so cool.
That's very... All right, Kenny, can you arrange that?
Ken, make it happen.
I'll get right on that.
Yes, thank you very much. Very sweet. All right, so this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You probably knew that. I'm looking for gossip here just for the heck of it. I don't really care that Halle Berry is getting married this weekend. Do you care about that?
She's pregnant.
Well, so... So that happens a lot.
It does, except she's like 48 or something like that.
She's 48 years old?
Uh-huh.
Does she have she has other children, though?
She has one child.
Yeah. All right, so that's not a big deal. What else do we have that's... I'm looking around. Charlie Sheen's ex-wife, Brooke Mueller, has a boyfriend, and she wants to go be with him instead of staying in rehab.
She's brilliant, isn't she?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is all such... What is this? I'm trying to find a word. Is it narcissism? Interest in inflating the self, but there's all this self promotional stuff. This seems to be over the top. I don't really care who Jesse Eisenberg is dating. Do you? Do you remember who Jesse Eisenberg is?
He's from The Social Network.
Yeah, he's actually been in quite a few.
And he's
actually
kind of
pretty
a
good actor.
Rob, so I think that's what makes it big.
Really?
Yeah.
And do you care that Amanda Seyfried is writing things that I probably can't even talk about? She's not right. She was interviewed by Elle Magazine,
mm-hmm.
and she talks about how sparks fly and where she feels it.
Yes. In her...
Eastleigh Farm, the largest raw dairy, raw milk dairy farm in Massachusetts, is in a predicament. I own the farm. And so some of the people have said, why don't I talk about it on the air and have people look at what we have? And there are a lot of different things that are going on at EastleighFarm.com. And I'm reluctant to talk about it much. But because there have been some people who have asked, they've seen on the website at DougSteffen.com the reference to our crowdfunding. Our crowdfunding attempt. To raise some money to do various things at the farm. And so this resonates with people. And I'm thinking about this because I talked to some of the people at Farm Aid yesterday, which I hope to attend this year. Farm Aid is September 21st. Oh, my God. We're talking about September already?
I know, and it's not that far away.
No, don't say that. Anyway, so Farm Aid taking place in, I think it's Saratoga Springs, New York. They've raised, $64 million. Over the years, Willie and John Mellencamp and some of the other performers that give of their time to support family farms. So I was talking to these people. I not only want to help promote it, but I'm in a situation to benefit from it. And it isn't really about me. I consider myself a custodian of this very rare piece of open land in a very crowded suburban environment. And because there's so many developers who are on top of me, trying to get me to get out of the situation I'm in by developing the land, I'm obviously trying to do something different. Because the fresh air is a wonderful... I pinch myself when I walk around that farm. The beauty of the open space, place to decompress for a lot of people who bring their families out there on weekends. We humanely treat the animals. We have nutrient-based foods. Children are learning to love animals. There's some of these kids I see every weekend there. And I, Mommy, Mommy, can I go see the cows? That kind of stuff. So I'm asking for you to think about the importance of preserving this lifestyle, the things that at this point in time, only 2% of our country are involved in farming, whereas when our country got started, 98% of the people who lived here were on the land. We have all these mass-produced foods now, and there's no nourishment in it. And so what I'm doing on the farm, or the people who are working with me, are really trying to save this last bastion of open space and something that stands for a time gone by, frankly. When I was a kid, it was important. It isn't so much now, but I tried to save this connection to many people's pasts, and because people are so stressed out now, there's so much crap in the air, all of those kinds of things, this makes this a worthwhile event. So Eastleigh is a non-profit dedicated to educating and sharing the beauty of nature. We're dedicated to humane animal welfare and appreciating the gifts of cows. So you can share this, and you can appreciate how many people are, we have every day hundreds of people coming to get the raw milk. It's kind of cool. So if you go to happy-cows.info, you'd find out more about the whole thing if you're interested in it. Happy-cows.info. Have you gone there, Kenny or Jennifer?
I'll go right now.
Happy-cows.info to learn about how to preserve the open space, how the animals are treated, and how to preserve the lifestyle. And this is a value system. A lot of you who are older, this resonates with you. A lot of you are younger who grew up on farms. Hopefully it resonates with you one way or another. There ought to be an effort to do this. And I guess that's what in a sense, that's really what Farm Aid is all about. Every year we come around to thinking about it for a day. People around the country talk about it, but then do you keep thinking about it? What do you think? Happy-cows.info, Jen?
I like it.
Yeah. So check it out. Happy-cows.info. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
It's everyone's favorite meat day. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Work is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on...
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
What a great family vacation. And we save so much money with Hotels.com on our amazing hotels.
Shh! Don't say that in front of the vendors. If they know that we have extra money, it will be a feeding frenzy.
Hot dogs, popcorn.
How about some cotton candy? It's okay.
Oh,
I can mix you any color you want.
Commemorative lunch boxes.
You need three.
The Hotels.com summer sale. On now through August 12th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 40%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Join Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel and other senior government officials on July 27th at the Korean War Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the signing of the armistice, which ended fighting in Korea. Korean War veterans will also be honored for their service and sacrifice at this special program, which will include wreath-laying ceremonies. The United Nations allies that fought in the war will also be recognized. That's July 27th at 8 a.m. at the Korean War Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. Come and honor Korean War veterans. For more information, go to KoreanWar60.com.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, trying to put the world in a brighter light. There's always something to be grateful for, even when you think your life is hard, times are tough. There's something every day that you can count as a blessing. Think about that as you start your day today. What are you grateful for? The world will open up, I think, a little bit better for you when you think about what it is. Maybe it'll have a snowball effect even on your attitude for the day. It's Friday at 21 after the hour on Good Day.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
There's a new television show that's been on for a couple of weeks. Right, Michael? A couple of weeks?
A little longer, but okay.
And the winner is Nick Lachey is the host. They bring in people who are supposedly everyday, ordinary folks who can sing, or at least they think they can sing. And so there are usually what they call duels. The first duel last night between
a duel
between Senior Sounds of Touch. This is their song, Locked Out of Heaven. I thought they were superb. I saw them. And then a lady named Miranda Ray Mayo sang Set Fire to the Rain. This is a duel. I don't know how they decide who's going to go up against whom. Does anybody know how they do that?
I don't. And this is different than the sing-off, right?
Yes. Yeah. Right. This is another one of those.
Nick Lachey hosts both, though.
Yeah,
that's kind of weird.
Making a living out of doing it.
Yeah.
He's got some time on his hands.
Right.
I just saw him on Friday. He's on tour with 98 Degrees, Kenny.
Yeah. Who's talking about that group? All right. So anyway, there's interestingly enough, there's another singer who has a middle name of Ray. This is Miranda May Mayo. Miranda Ray Mayo. The results of the vote, it was an 80-21 vote. So they have people sitting in these white seats. Michael, what's that all about?
I haven't seen it. I just know the concept.
Oh, all right. Okay. So the Senior Sounds of Touch won. Neither side took the $10,000, but Senior Sounds of Touch, the first group you heard there, won. Ms. Mayo got to go home. So that's how the first thing turned out. What is this? Now, there are two. Here's another person named Jesse Mayo. I'm trying to figure out what goes on here. The names are all pretty similar. Are they all related? It would be a little too, a little work, a little
they
research.
You couldn't have two Mayos, could
you? You wouldn't have thought. Remember that from Mayonnaise?
Yes.
Remember that, who's the actor, the black actor that was in charge of that group? Gossett, right?
Lou Gossett Jr.?
Yeah, right, yeah. Hmm. All right, I don't know where my mind is today. I'm all over the place, obviously.
Happy Friday, too.
Follow
Happy
the
Friday.
Shiny. Follow the
yes,
shiny.
Yes, 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 yes. So on the late night shows last night, we have excerpts, as we normally do at this point in the program, a little fun from the hosts as they do their monologues.
Justin Bieber got into a lot of trouble, yeah, because a video surfaced of Justin Bieber saying F Bill Clinton. Yes, that's true. So anyway, after a video service of Justin Bieber saying F Bill Clinton, today Justin Bieber called to apologize to Bill Clinton. That's the latest, yeah. No word on when Bieber plans to call everyone who's ever heard his music. A different story. It is true, though. Justin Bieber apologized to President Clinton for what he did to his photo. You know that. He insulted his photo. So he said today he apologized for what he did to his photo. In return, Clinton apologized for what he did to a photo of Selena Gomez.
Well, folks, here's the latest on this NSA spying scandal. It is not just here in the United States. According to the Washington Post today, the NSA has been monitoring telephone calls and emails of people in Mexico. So apparently it's not enough to spy on American citizens. They feel like to spy on future American citizens as well.
Hey, you know, here's something to say. You know, George Clooney, what a guy. What a superstar. What a fine actor, George Clooney. Yeah. Well, he's not here. But he is... He and his girlfriend broke up. George Clooney and his girlfriend. Yeah, I didn't see that coming. But he was good about it. He gave her an extra hour of checkout time. George Clooney released a statement saying that, yes, it's true they were breaking up, and George said he would like to spend more time with his next girlfriend. So that's...
I'm on the internet all the time. I'm always on the computer. And yesterday, Google... It went down for over an hour in four different states.
What?
Yeah. Or as Bing and Yahoo put it, well, now how are we supposed to look up stuff? I mean, did you see yesterday Jay-Z went to an art gallery here in New York and performed his new song, Picasso Baby, over and over for 6 hours in a row. Even Psy was like, don't you have any other songs?
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. What do you think about Justice Scalia's argument against the Voting Rights Act that it's a form of, quote, perpetual racial entitlement, close quote, to force several southern states to stop discriminating against minority voters?
It's hard to know what to think of Scalia. There's something wrong with the man. Racial entitlement? Yes, racial entitlement was exactly what was trying to be being enforced in the South by white people, as Justice Ginsburg said in her dissent when she talked about Kill a Michael, Mississippi.
But, you know, Scalia and Roberts were right on this. All Roberts was saying was that you can still do the Voting Rights Act, but in 2006, you can't use the literacy levels and voting levels.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
You on this Friday, the Doug Steffen Good Day Gang. Jennifer Horn is here. Actually, I think Richie will be in later on. Roberta and the gang. Ken Kessler is monitoring social media, Twitter at Good Day Show and Facebook / Good Day Show. What's the scoop, Ken? What do we have? What are family members saying about some of the issues of the day?
Some comments on our Facebook page about the story we were talking about yesterday about the Chinese company that is spending tons of money to buy Smithfield Foods.
Right.
Mary says she is very concerned for food safety. Another Mary says, I won't buy any food made by the Chinese. Don't want to take a chance and don't trust them.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, without the labeling requirements, you remember in California, Monsanto spent a lot of money to keep labeling requirements from being on the food, so you won't know where it's coming from.
You're right.
That's the big problem. And you think your interests are served by that? Who knows? They're probably, these guys are in cahoots with one another. So that's important for you to know and consider as well.
And Scott says buy locally.
Yeah, this is the time of year, but that's my whole thing, the locavore movement, buying locally here in my community, suburban Boston. I have raw milk and dairy products. My friend Tom Hansen has produce that he grows. Some of it's organic and some of it's done the regular way. We have another farm that is a CSA. People, 600 and some odd every year, pay $600 and something dollars to have their food grown. And it's just a culture that has now become part of a national movement. It's very important and very good as far as I'm concerned. Very cool. Thanks for that update, Kenny. Speaking of updates, we have the winner of this week's Dream Big America contest. You'll hear her proposal. I'll explain more about that for those of you who haven't heard what that was all about. We'll get to that in a few minutes. The fellow who forgot about getting hired, well, this is a story from DougSteffen.com, actually. The fellow wanted to get a job at a gas station. Mm-hmm. So he went in and he filled out the application and left it there, and then went back and robbed it. He's in jail, accused of stealing money.
And he's kind of dumb.
Apparently. This was at Martin Oil in Marion County. So this must be in Ohio, right? Or is this Florida? Places are.
It's got to be Florida.
The surveillance video shows that young Anthony Thomas reached into the cash drawer and stole some money after he dropped off his application.
Well, he put, to be fair, really good at stealing.
Yeah.
As part of his interest on the resume.
Charged with burglary, petty theft, and resisting arrest with violence. Police say they were able to identify him by the job application.
Did he get the job?
Apparently he did.
He's never
going to
get that job now.
He didn't have that job. At DougStephan.com, you can check out the story. A lot of conversation this week as we continue to focus. I think the big story of the year so far is the NSA. Does everybody agree with that? Didn't that come out number one in the mid-year countdown?
I think that's the biggest one, yes.
I'm trying to remember from last week.
I don't think it did because it wasn't. It didn't start in January, so it's only been the last couple months.
But I'm going to put money on this being the big story of the year. One of the reasons is because there are different twists coming up all the time. For example, this week it was discovered that there have been changes. The NSA has gone to this secret court, and they have changed laws that were on the books, created new ones. How do they do that? Here's a discussion from one of the talk radio programs that Kenny monitors, hosted by a guy named John Sylvester, here with a writer from The Nation called John Nichols about this secret court.
I don't know if you read the New York Times editorial about the in-secret court vastly broadens powers of NSA. Jeffrey Stone, professor of constitutional law, this is actually from yesterday's paper, said he was troubled by the idea that the FISA court is creating a significant body of law without hearing from anyone outside the government, foregoing the adversarial system that is a staple of the American justice system.
Yep. I'm troubled by that, too. You know who else was troubled by that?
Who's that?
Russ Feingold, like 12 years ago.
Why is
we're catching up?
Why? And Chris Hayes talked about this last night. Why isn't this a bigger deal?
Look, I think that there are two things in play here that are really, really significant. Number one, after 9/11, a huge number of people decided to cede a lot of their concerns to the government, to just say, all right, you know, we know we're going to be spied on. That's part of the price of other things of value or that matter to us. So I do think there's a substantial portion of Americans who literally kind of backed off on what would traditionally have been privacy concerns and civil liberties concerns. Look, I mean, remember when Russ voted against Patriot Act, he was one of one, right, in the Senate, and really a tiny portion in the House. So that's one part of it, okay? And that's valid. But the other part of it is that in the modern era, this is the post-70s era, kind of hardcore civil liberties and privacy fights have generally, not entirely, but generally been the possession of liberal Democrats, right? It's been, you know, the Church Commission, groups like that have really pushed this thing. And when you have a Democratic president, I'll be very blunt with you, I think a lot of people back down. If this was coming out about Bush, you know, everybody'd be screaming.
Well, you know,
right?
In some respects, this is a kind of a Republican program in that Roberts is picking these people, and most of the people on this FISA court are Republicans, or at least are Republicans picks. But
well, or they're part of a sort of a neocon national intelligence, you know, center of gravity. Whether they identify as Democrats or Republicans doesn't much matter, because their base of values, their base of, you know, kind of reference is to assault on privacy.
But they're not just ruling on whether there's enough evidence for a warrant. They're making case law. A parallel Supreme Court where the decisions are private and the government's the only one making the only one carrying out the case before the court? Really?
Oh, I know. Who represents you?
That's just preposterous.
I'm with him. And who knew? Did you know that was going on, Jennifer?
No idea.
How many people knew that was going on? How many people now know, and are you going to be You're going to be silent on this, or you're going to do something? You're going to say something about it. Kenny, did you know this was going on?
No, I did not.
No. So that's
I knew that there was the FISA court existed, but I didn't mm-hmm. know what they did or how they got appointed or selected or whatever.
Right.
It's very concerning.
Yeah, it really is. And yet we talk about it, and that's the first step, hopefully, to doing something about it. Does it just stop with talk? That's the question. 888-302-3684. This week, we introduced something new on the Doug Steffen Good Day program called Dream Big America. This is being produced in concert with some of my newfound friends in Kansas City at the Kauffman Foundation, which is the nation's number one nonprofit aimed at getting business and entrepreneurs started and successful. And so combining with them and an organization called A Million Cups, which is aimed at finding people who have ideas for jobs, and they're working with us to present these each week on Tuesday during the last hour number 6 of the Good Day program. You'll hear about a half hour to 40 minutes devoted to three people who have ideas. They've got a company, and they want help. And so that's part of the prize package here. If you're getting involved in Dream Big America and you go, matter of fact, you get a company and you want to be involved being considered for the competition, you can go to dreambigamerica.us. There's a logo for that at dougsteffen.com. The ideas that people have are astounding, and I'm a great believer in pushing people along. I'm an entrepreneur. I've made it on my own, sometimes better than others. I've been up and down. I made a lot of money, lost a lot of money, made a lot of money, lost. That's the way it works. And so this is an acknowledgement of how hard these people have worked. They're being screened by the various people at Kauffman and Million Cups in order so that we would be able to present the best each week. Each week we're going to have three contestants, and at the end of the month, the winner of the weekly contest will be the people challenging one another, and we'll have a swell prize package for them, which will include a lot of help from the people who have been successful that are working through Kauffman to help you make your business better. So with the three presentations, we had a fellow named Pat Kelly from Conscious Box in Portland that had a really great idea. This company is devoted to replacing every consumable with a more natural, sustainable alternative. And so they have a mailing that goes out every month. It's really, I thought he did a good job. Very interesting. The next contestant was Alicia Harold, who runs Me Ed Match, which comes out to be my, thank you, Ken, My Ed Match, but it is what I saw online was M-E-E-D-M-A-T-C-H. At any rate, she has a job matching site for educators that connects schools and teachers looking for jobs and looking for people to fill these positions. So I thought that was kind of clever. And then we had a lady named Lori Nickel, who is president of Stemulation, which is a skincare company. They use stem cells to rejuvenate the skin and get great results. So all three of these people presented their plan, and the winner turned out, this is a voting thing, where you go online and you can actually text, or you can go to the website, dreambigamerica.us, and vote for your candidate. Well, there were thousands of people who voted, and the winner was My Ed Match, Alicia Harold. Here's her award-winning presentation.
Who would have thought that my own failed attempt at online dating would have the potential to address a $7 billion problem in K-12 education? Yes, you heard that right. We're taking the concept of online dating and revolutionizing teacher recruitment and job search in schools. I started as a classroom teacher and have spent my career recruiting and supporting educators. I've seen firsthand the impact of a big problem, teacher turnover. Every year, 20% of teachers are leaving their schools. Half of all teachers entering the profession won't make it to year 5, right when they hit stride. And what's crazy is they aren't leaving because they don't love teaching or even because of the pay. They're leaving because they aren't in a school that's a good fit. Until now, there hasn't been an easy way for teachers and schools to find each other. So we've built My Ed Match under the simple premise that fit matters. My EdMatch is a radical new way to match teachers and schools, taking a proven technology and solution from one domain and applying it in education. We've developed a matching algorithm that connects mission and culture fit teachers and schools. It's simple. Teachers and schools build an online profile, get matched, and then search for jobs and candidates. For schools, it's the most cost-effective way to market your school and job openings to a national candidate pool, while teachers can build a virtual resume and teaching portfolio, giving them a one-stop place to look for jobs and be discovered by schools. We're enhancing search and empowering teachers to not just find any job, but a job they'll love. Just 5 months after launch, we've signed up nearly 15,000 teachers and have over 350 paying school customers. Best yet, we've already started making successful matches. So while online dating might not have found me a perfect match, my EdMatch is now helping great teachers and schools find their match.
There is a, I'm looking, I didn't know, this young woman is a red-haired, fiery-looking, smart, smiling, somebody that's all over. She's loving
taking
what she's doing.
Taking on the world,
doing.
Huh?
Yeah, right. Good for her. So she's the winner this week. Next week's contestants, the Rewall Company from Des Moines, a company manufacturing recycled composite panels and ceiling tiles from beverage cartons and their components. So the CEO of that company will be on. Looky Lou Light is a company that provides photographers of all skill levels the ability to achieve the impossible, that is, capture the attention of children during a photo shoot. That'd be cool. And then there's a company called Fruvi, based in California, the first certified organic beverage which combines organic fruits, vegetables, and grains with liquids. I think I found this. We were going to sell this stuff at the store, my farm store here in Framingham, because somebody introduced it. A lot of these new drinks around that are really very cool. All right, so that'll come up next week, and you can vote again and follow all this stuff at dreambigamerica.us.
Whoa, quite the picnic going on here.
All from Kohl's.
Wait, what?
This patio table, an umbrella, this Cuisinart blender. Kohl's.
Really?
That pitcher, these Bobby Flay grill tools.
All from Kohl's.
This Jennifer Lopez top I'm wearing, my sunglasses, my sandals, the kids' swimsuits.
Okay, this is getting weird.
Your Chaps polo, your Dockers cargo shorts, your Adidas.
Getting weirder.
Oh, and did I mention how much I saved?
Suddenly, it's not weird at all.
Save on everything your family needs for summer at the Ultimate Save at Kohl's. Starting Friday. Kohl's. Expect great things.
This support is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. While vacations are an opportunity for family time, traveling with small children can be stressful. Thinking ahead will help parents alleviate family travel headaches. According to a recent Bank of America study, 68% of families surveyed will travel by car this summer, and 30% by air. Whether hitting the road or flying the skies, anticipating travel issues in advance will help ensure a stress-free family vacation. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
When planning your summer vacation, don't overlook the hidden stresses of traveling with children. At the airport, consider checking your bags, which will leave your hands free to help children navigate the security lines. To offset baggage costs, use travel rewards programs like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card that make redeeming your earn points simple. Just pay for your travel expenses with your card and use your points toward a statement credit later on.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Guilty, Your Honor, is charged of presenting an interesting morning program called The Good Day Show.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dr. Peter Glidden, host of Fire Your MD Now, will be in Marshfield, Wisconsin, Wednesday, July 17th at the Holiday Inn at 6 p.m. You've heard him say it on air, and now you're going to see him in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and he'll disclose the secrets to good health, and just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Fire Your MD Now, or call 715-650-0909. Again, Fire Your MD Now, or 715-450-0909.
Set the record straight at 53 past the hour. Doug's Better Living Department and Tech Talk time. Shelley Palmer is our daily reporter. And in a moment, he's going to tell you about Twitter's sponsored posts. How is that? That's be interesting. Kenny, have you been seeing sponsored posts on Twitter?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
Is there a lot of it? Is it,
oh, yeah.
Is there a lot of it going on? All right. So let's find out what that nets Twitter in a moment. Shelley Palmer will be here on the Good Day program.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free one-touch for CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you use Twitter, you're probably familiar with the sponsored tweets that pop up from time to time in your feed, usually having little to do with your interests. Twitter's looking to improve that and has begun working on a more targeted method. To show you ads you might be interested in, Twitter now uses browser cookie IDs to show you ads from sites you've recently visited. While a more personalized approach could be good, not everyone wants to have their browsing history tracked. To opt out of Twitter's new advertising model, log into Twitter and go to your account settings page. Uncheck the box that says Tailor Twitter based on my recent website visits, then uncheck the box that says Tailor Ads based on information shared by ad partners. Scroll down and click Save Changes. You won't get rid of Twitter ads completely. You'll still see generic promoted tweets, but your browsing history won't be tracked. Could they make it any more complicated to opt out? Probably not. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I like saving money. In fact, to save on lunches, every day I pack myself a sandwich on whole wheat bread.
It's healthy, plus it keeps people who are gluten-free from stealing my lunch. Another good way to save money is to switch your car insurance to GEICO. They've even got a special discount for people that are gluten-free. Nah, not really. But that's not a bad idea.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Hey, Doug Stephan, good day program. You heard the story about the Florida man who applied for a job at a gas station, and then he robbed it. That was the end of that problem.
Well, it was convenient, you know.
It was, yeah. So now here's the story of a small store in Maine that couldn't get any help from the police when they had a shoplifter come into their store. He didn't apply for a job, but he did come through and rifle some of the cash. So they turned to their fans on Facebook. And so many people reposted surveillance camera pictures of the shoplifter that he turned himself in 3 hours. This is Cornish, the sort of mid-state part of Maine around the lakes. And if it hadn't been for social media, the shoplifter would never have been caught. Everybody knows everybody. They're eager to help each other. It's one of those great small towns. Somebody walked into the Calls Shop and Save and took, they didn't pay for them. And there was a $100 reward posted on Facebook, and they posted the camera, the stills of this guy on the Facebook page. And because of this outreach, social media helping, a lot of people were sent to looking for this guy, and he turned himself in. So people who gripe about social media, and there's a lot of negative stuff out there, but there's also some good. This was a good thing for the community. Wouldn't we all agree?
Mm-hmm. This is good. Yeah. Yeah. What I really liked about this is that the people who helped turned down the reward.
Yeah. Right.
So it didn't even cost the store the $100.
Well, but you know what? People ought to do things because it's the right thing to
right.
do. That's why
right.
you do things, because
yep.
it's the right,
it's right
thing to do. Exactly. All right, so we're doing the right thing, trying to bring you up to date with what's going on in the world. Ain't it a swell place? It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program, Friday on the air at 59 after the hour.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.